Morning Masechet Erevin Daf Ayin Bet, and we at the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Bet, and we continue with the machlok we saw yesterday. We had a brayta that said, if you make an eruv b'chatzerot, then you if you want imratzul arev b'yayin, and you can't make an eruv with yayin, and you can do a mishtat b'mavoy b'yayin. If you want to make a mishtat b'pat, you can. So in other words, bread seems to be the overriding preferred choice, right? But wine, you can, according to this brayta, use for a shittuf mavi. You can't use it for eruv chatzerot. And then I said, "Marvim bechatzur mishtafim b'mavoy shelo leshakach tov eruv benatinoket shom avetan lo yivud divrei rabbi chachamim marim eruv and or mishtafim." Rabbi Chachamim said, "Either make an eruv or you make a shittuf." Now, back to this idea here of the bread and the wine. So, pligi ba Rav Rachumi v'Rabbi Bar Yosef. The Bach changes it. He says, "Like chada mar bepat de kule alma lo pligi de bechadasagi." He says like this: when it comes to bread, we just saw now, everybody agrees. He wants to say that bread is not machloket. If you make a eruv with bread, then one is good enough. A shittuf for eruv, you don't need both. Right? Ki pligi. Where's the machloket? Right? He says, ki pligi b'yayin. That's the machloket. Look at Rashi at the bottom of here. Because nishtatfu b'yayin b'mavoy. If you made a mavoy with, and you made a shittuf mavoy with wine, not with bread. Right? Rabbi Meir lo samchina alei b'eruv echatzerot. Ein ma'arvin echatzerot b'yayin. Rabbi Meir says it doesn't help you for the Eruv Chatzerot because you have to have bread for Eruv Chatzerot, not wine. But Rabbanan, Shari, Rabbanan says, no, it works as well because once you've got a Mavoy, you don't need to have a Chitub and Eruv as well. And wine for Rabbanan works as well either way. Now says Rashi, Afagav the Yain, Bechatzer lo Chazi. And what's Rabbanan's reason? Because I said like this, even though wine, if you're just doing an Eruv Chatzerot between two houses, so there even Rabbanan would agree that you can't use wine. Okay, he says, however, since you can use it for a shittuf, there Rabbanan will say, you know what, you're right. You can't do chatzer with wine. But if you do a shittuf with wine, then you can rely on the chatzer as well. The moditlan, they acknowledge the somchin al shittuf, because you can use a shittuf instead of an eruv. The tarvayu itlehu de somchin b'mavoy al eruv chatzerot shulalam shel pat. However, he says Rashi there, but there's no machloket here when it comes to pat. So we understood previously that there's a machloket across the board. Can you or can't you? Now, according to this machloket, we would say that one person says pligi ba Rav Nachumi and Rabbi Bar Yosef. One says b'pat kula amelo pligi. If it's bread, that's what Rashi explained. Now, then there won't be a machloket. And when's there machloket? Only with wine. Okay, we thought previously that even on bread there'd be machloket. He says no. V'chad amar b'yayin. Okay, right. Look, afidu Rabbanan, modu lo samchin lai b'chatzer, t'lo amrin amigo. So that would be, z'chad amar d'kul amu lo pligi b'chad esagi, ki pligi b'yayin. That's the one side of the machloket. V'chad amar b'yayin. So the one side of the machloket is that on bread everybody agrees, but on wine there's a machloket. And one of these other amoraim say that that when it comes to wine, there's no machloket. Everyone says it's asur, right? The kipligi bepat. So now it depends how we want to look at it. We can look at it in two ways. We can say, like we saw yesterday, we understood there was an argument across the board, right? Here he wants to say that one side of the machloket says, no, in bread they all agree, but with yain there's a machloket. And the other amoraim says, no, with wine, there's no machloket. Why? Because they all agree you can't use it. However, they do argue with you, can you can't do bread. Okay, so you can understand. This second opinion over here is much more machmir, because it makes the isur. It means everybody says no wine, and iron is only as the machloket if you can or you can't use bread to make it both. And the previous summary will say, no, with bread, everybody agrees that you can. With wine, there's even one person who said you can use wine. You got it? In the second opinion, no one said you can use wine. In the first opinion, one said you can use wine, it's a machloket. And in the second opinion, only one says bread. Right? So according to the second opinion, there's no wine and maybe bread. In the first opinion, it's definitely bread. Everybody says bread's good for both and maybe wine. You got it? Okay, so it's completely two extremes.
What do they use if they don't use bread or wine?
So according to the second answer, where there's a machloket, everyone said you can't use wine. So then if you used wine for a shittuf mevo'ot, you definitely have to make a eruv chatzerot as well. According to everybody, they can't rely on one for both. And if you did with the shittuf mevo'ot for bread, then there's a machloket. Do you have to make eruv chatzerot or not? Okay? Rashi, now the Gemara brings a kasha over here. I'll take a second. Maiti ve. V'chachamim omrim, o ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. Right? So, v'chachamim say, o ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. My love, o ma'arvin, b'chatzir b'pat, o mishtatvin b'bavo b'yayin. Right? So, look at Rashi over here. My love, v'kashi l'man da'amar b'yayin lo pligi. This is a kasha over here on this machloket over on this amora over here who says that the b'yayin kulam lo pligi. Everybody agrees with wine that you can never use wine for shulam mevoot and also rely on it on an eruv. And the brayta seems to say the chachamim omrim or ma'arvin or mishtatvin. You can do either eruv or shituf. So he says like this. I understand the brayta says the amor is talking. My love or ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pat. Don't we mean in that brayta either make an eruv chatzer b'pat or mishtatvin b'yayin or a shituf b'yayin? And therefore, it would appear over here that if you're the shituf b'yayin, you would be able to rely on that shituf for a chatzer, because you do either or. Either mishtatvin b'chatzer, if you want to make a chatzer, then do shituf with a pat, with yayin, sorry, and then yayin will work. So we see over here that there is side, one side of the machloket that says that you can use wine. Who is it? Chachamim. So why are you telling me the kula alma you can't use wine? So the Gemara is docher straight away. Rav Gidl says, no. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, says, Hachik Amar. Let's say I must understand the brighter. O ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pat, o mutar v'mutarin kan v'chan. If you use bread, then it's all good. O mishtatfin b'mavoy b'pat, o mutarin kan v'chan. He said, no, that's what the bride. When the bride said, o mishtatfin, o ma'arvin mishtatfin, wine isn't part of the calculation at all. That bride talking about bread, and then you're okay, right? So there, chachamim are taking the side now that's saying, so everybody agrees you can't use wine. And Chachamim was saying, you can use bread. And we saw there, ki v'chad amar, b'yayin kula amar lo pligi, ki pligi b'pat. And Chachamim was taking the side and saying, you can use pat. Okay? That was pretty quick. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, halakha Rabbi Meir. So Rav Pasloch like Rabbi Meir, we said it before. Rav Huna Amar, mina Rabbi Meir. Now we saw the other day, remember we had this a couple of daf ago, the difference between halakha and minhag. Then we had halakha, minhag noheg. Remember that? Rashi actually touches on it over here, and he refers us to that Gemara there. Oh no, he doesn't. He says it to Masechet Tanit, by the way. That's according to Masechet Tanit. He says, Rashi over here, he says, Hilchata uminag v'nahagu. Peperek batri de Tanit, Mefresh halacha. He says, when we say halocha, when you can actually go stand up on the rooftops and paskan halocha, give a drosha and paskan ad ladli. When we say minhag, then we're saying that you don't paskan loudly on the rooftops, but if someone comes to ask you a question, you answer him. And nahagu was that you don't even tell him that, but if he does it, you don't object. Remember that? We had a couple of days ago. So that's the idea of here. Let's see if we get a quick rush. Okay. So he says, Rabbi Huna Amar Mina, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nahagu Am Rabbi Meir. Okay, so the question is halacha like Rabbi Meir or not? And if we have a big difference, la halacha, we saw Meir here is pretty machmir, right? Because Rabbi Meir was the one that said you have to have eruv and shituf, that you can't just have one or the other, right? So he seems paskei lochad like him. We saw that Darche Moshe at the beginning of the shiur. I read the tour for those of you who weren't here. I read out the tour. The tour seems to paskei like his father that you can do one or the other. He quotes the Rambam that says that you shouldn't do it on wine. And the Ramah, on the dark, so that was a tour, the dark Moshe, says that he understands from the Ramah that even Mishat HaChak, you could even rely on just on wine. Shukrach is a bit more complicated. We also saw another dark Moshe who says in his life he's never seen Eruv Chatzerot. They rely on Shituv Mevot. And it seems it's a story, but we will get clarity on that in the next couple of days. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, we've seen this Mishnah before as well, I think. Chamisha Chaburot Sheshavtu Betrakli Nechad. So you got five groups of guys. They're all together in a truckling. Now the truckling over here, normally you know, in the airport, you got the truckling, right? It's the business lounge. But I think truckling over here means more like a big house or a big complex or a whatever, like I don't know, a castle or where you got a big
hall.
What?
Hall.
A what?
A hall.
Yeah, I think it's more than a hall, though. I think it's maybe a hall. It's like a big area because Because the idea here, you'll see, look at Rashi. Rashi actually marked it off here. This is very important, Rashi. Even though you don't look at Rashi, please look at this Rashi over here. The first Rashi where it says Matnitin. Because Rashi mentions three very important pieces of information to understand this Mishnah. It says like this, Traklin Echad, V'chilkuhu Lechamisha. It's split up into five chambers or five rooms or five suites or five whatever. V'chulan, that's the first important point. The second important point is, V'chulan yesh lahem petach min ha-traklin lechatzel. Very important. Each one of these suites or these units or wherever they are have got their own entrance into the chatzel. Okay? The third important halacha is, V'tzarich la'arev im shar b'nei ha-chatzel. In the chatzel, there are other houses other than this traklin. Okay? So there's a traklin which is split up into five units. Ari is showing us a picture. I'm even looking at pictures. Is there a picture? Wow, shkoach. Okay. Let's have a look in the pictures. What daf are we on? Daf, samach, ayin bet, ayin bet. Okay, so we got a bit of a picture. I was expecting a bit more, to be honest. Right? Here's your hall, like Alan's saying, like a big area split up into five of the walls in the middle. Each got their own doors going into the chatzer. And there are two other houses in the chatzer, and there the chatzer is open onto the Shul Rabbi. Okay, so now, in fact, look here, you know what, in the article they actually got not a bad picture either, similar idea, with an elevation. Okay, so now you've got your five houses, five guys. Now, Mishnah says as follows, right? Beit Shammai Omri, Beit Shammai says, Eruv lechol chabura v'chabura, that everybody in the chabura, each one of these five, have to make an eruv between themselves, right? Ubehil Omrim, Eruv Echad Lechulan. Right? And Behil says that you make one Eruv for everybody. That's all good enough. Hello, Aryeh. You're going to get a call from me after Shir to make sure you're alive. Nice to see you here. Okay. Right? So, Ubehil Omrim, Eruv Echad Lechulan. The Eruv Behil says, no, it's good enough. One Eruv, that they all can use one Eruv with the rest of the Chatzer. Rashi Behil Omrim, Ein Mechitza Zuchiluk Rishut. Not done separate each rishut, they aren't considered rishut. The mechitza shveilehi kirvash gurus. It's an insignificant mechitza. Hilchach eruv echad lechulo. Only one eruv. V'tocha traklin nami. Even within the tocha traklin, motzin mizol lezol below eruv. They can go from one to the other and an eruv. Shah traklin mechabra, because the traklin itself, this whole big hole, whatever it is, it makes it into one big unit. V'chivan debenehem ein tzarich eruv, says Rashi. Since they don't need, this is Behil, remember, Behil says they don't need eruv. Since between them they don't need an eruv, says Rashi. Nase echad mehen shaliach lechulan. Then they don't need eruv between them, so they don't need eruv individually with each one. They can appoint one guy, the shaliach, and he makes the eruv with the other two guys in the chatzer. Right, he says the Amrin lekaman chamisha shegavu et eruvan klomar sheshurim bechamisha batim bechatzer eruv benehem bahavu lehuchala. Right, they can make one eruv in ba'in le'arev im acherim eruv echad lechulan, one big eruv. Okay, so that's by Hillel. Umodim, however, Hillel agrees with Beit Shammai. Right, umodim. Bizman shemikzatan shoyin b'chadarim or ba'aliyot shehen shechin eruv v'chol chabur v'chabura. Now this is a bit of a complication. Here they, Hillel agrees with Beit Shammai. If they're in separate, in their different levels of the house now, or separate rooms, not just the mechitza between them, but proper walls in a separate unit. I can imagine you've got a motel and you've got separate rooms, you know, you've got doors, including doors, but they're separate doors, and each one's got a separate door, a separate unit, like its own suite. So then you probably would have to make an Eruv, says Behila, look at Rashi here. And mechitza zuch, umodim, where's Rashi here? Umodim, mechitza zuchen. The Havaluk, Hamisha, Batim, that's like five houses. Velo, Damulu, Hamisha, Shagavu, et Teruad, not like the same. Shre, Lo, Eruv, Ben, and look at Eruv between them now, they're completely separate entities altogether. Okay, so we've got a clear picture, right? Five guys in one house. Beit Shammai says they have to have an Eruv between them, even to carry around in the truck, they have to have an Eruv. Behila says no, they don't need two, and since they don't have Eruv between them, they have to have an Eruv. They can rely on one guy to represent them all with the other parties to the chatzer.
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, each of the five different groups needs their own eruv?
Between each other, even. In other words, what Beit Shammai is saying is we're in a traklin and we've got these partitions between us. Because we've each got our own access to the chatzer, we consider like a separate house. And therefore, I've got my room with my chatzir, you've got yours with your chatzir.
Everyone connected to the chatzir, there's one eruv together.
But no, but whenever we got a chatzir, we all get to the chatzir. We've got to make an eruv between us, right? That's what eruv chatzirot is. What the machlobe here, the Shama is, do we look at these five families as one house? Or do we look at these five families as five houses? Beit Hillel looks at it as one house, even though it's like, yeah, when you're at home with you, when you're, Daniel came for Shabbos. Now you've got a new family in your house with these children. You're not going to make an error between each other, right? You're in one house. So that's what Hillel says. But Shama says, no. Because they've each got their own access to the chatzer, and they got partitions, and they're separate. Even though they can walk around inside the house, and they might even sing a dance and make a kiddush together on Shabbos, doesn't matter. They're separate houses, and therefore they've got to each make an eruv chatzer up with each other, because they've each got their own reshut in the chatzer. Hillel says, what are you talking about? It's one big house.
You want a picture?
We saw a picture. We already put a picture up over here. We got a picture. Robert, what's troubling you?
It says I think of five groups living in this mansion here. It's his mansion. That I would think that if there's one, they want to share this one chatzer, they all come together in one eruv.
No, but one second. Rashi had three important points. The third point of Rashi's was that there are other houses in this chatzer as well besides theirs.
Okay, so they have to do the eruv with those houses.
So now they've got to make an eruv between their house and the other two houses. The question is, do seven people participate in this eruv or only three? In other words, is the truck in one house and they make an eruv with the other two houses? Or is the truck in five houses make an eruv with the other two houses? Beit Shammai says the truck in is five houses. And therefore, there's seven people participating in this eruv. But Hillel said, what are you talking about? It's one big house, one eruv. And because inside the house they don't have to have an eruv, therefore when they make an eruv with the other two houses, they can make one eruv. Beit Shammai says, no, even within the house, they've got to have separate eruv in between each other.
If it was an apartment block with one entrance.
Now, so an apartment block is different because Beit Hillel agrees with Beit Shammai that when they live on separate levels, or where they're in separate rooms with walls, then even Beit Hillel says that you've got to make a separate eruv for each one. So Beit Hillel, that modim is more like an apartment block. At the moment, it's like Alan said, it's one big hall with partitions.
My question is, when you say a separate eruv, I envision that when you have separate houses, separate families, there's one eruv.
There is one eruv. What you mean a separate eruv is, remember, you've got a big pot and you all bring your bread.
Right.
So now, how many people bring bread? Beit Shammai says seven people bring bread.
So that I understand, but the language here of an eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura.
What he means is that the piece of bread, the piece of bread. No. The piece of bread for the eruv, seven guys bring a piece of bread.
Okay, fine.
We'll see just now. I've actually learned this on Daf Mem Tet. It's actually only six because the house where you're making the putting the eruv doesn't have to add bread to it. I don't know, it slipped us by in Mem Tet, but we learned that. That the house where you're actually putting the eruv, so actually six people bring bread. It's the five guys in the chatzer, in the truckling, the sixth house, and if they put the eruv in the seventh house, he doesn't have to bring bread. Okay, that's the story. Okay, let's carry on. So now, Amar Rav Nachman. Machloket b'mesifas, ava b'mechitza asara, Divrei hakol eruv lechol chabura v'chabura. Rav Nachman blows us away. He says, what's going on? No, you got it all wrong. He says, when's there a machlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai? That's only b'misifas. What's a misifas? If you look in the Steinsaltz, he brings you a whole possibility that it could come from the Greek or from the Latin or from the, I don't know, some other language. He's not sure himself what it is. If you look at the Meshur HaShas over here, Meshur HaShas brings you over here. He says, Perush Gaon. Right, Misifas is a kotel chalul sheyesh bo chalonot, a hollow wall with windows in it. That's what he says a psifas is, a misifas. So it's this like, he says Rav Nachman, when's there a machlokes Hillel ben Shammai? When you've got this like hollow wall with lots of windows between them. Then Beit Shammai says they each need their own, and Beit Hillel says that they can rely on one. Avav mechitza asara. Right, but when there's a mechitza of a tent, tfachim mechitza. Now we know that as being a halocha of a separate reshut. Right, tent tfachim mechitza is already a separate reshut. Then he wants to say Divrei HaKol, Erev HaKol, even Abba Hillel would agree that now you have to have a separate Erev. Why? If it's a hollow wall full of holes in it, so it's not really a mechitza, separate the reshut, it's more decorative, let's say. So then, but 10 tvachim is very low, Ira. 10 tvachim is 80 cent, Ira is singularized, it's very low. But 10 tvachim is 80 centimeters high. You can't get lower than that. And even then he says that everybody agrees you've got to have an Eruv.
But a Missy Fast has to be less than 10 tvachim, according to that.
Well, maybe not. Maybe because it's full of holes in it and it's hollow and all decorative, it's not really considered a partition of any kind. So it might even be higher, but full of holes. I don't know. You might be right. I don't know. Right? Don't know. But no one knows what Missy Fast is. But anyhow, bottom line is that with Mechitz of 10, according to Rav Nachman, everybody says you've got to have an Eruv. That's the first mamar. Ikka de Amri, there's a Yesh Omrim here, another version of Rav Nachman. Amr Rav Nachman. Af b'mesifas machloket. And the other opinion would be, Rav Nachman either says there's the machloket b'mesifas, but of the chitz they all agree, or af b'mesifas, even with the mesifas, there's a machloket across the board. There's always a machloket. Right? He says, af b'mesifas machloket. Now, pligi bar Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Now we have a machloket between two Amoraim, understanding what we just spoke about now. Chara ma machloket b'mechitzot ha-megot le-tikra. The one says that when's the machloket here by Shammai? When the mechitzot go to the ceiling. Ava mechitzot she'el megot le-tikra, divrei HaKol erev echad le-chulan. The other way around now to Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman wanted to say that when there's a mesifas, everybody, then there's a machloket, but 10 tvachim ha, then they all agree to have an eruv le-chumra. This machloket Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi says, "Chada ma machloket b'mechitzot." Only when there's up to the ceiling. But if they don't get to the ceiling, then everybody. Anyway, Shammai agrees you have to have an eruv to everybody. Now we go on complete the kula. Look at Rashi over here. Firstly, machloket b'shrushutehen chalukot b'mesifas. Now Rashi says, like you wanted to say, Ara b'mechitza nemucha shel chatichot eitzim. Tahat lebehila bait echadu. So there you would write. You would say the Mesifas is lower than 10 Tvachim. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. Okay, I wasn't sure about that. That's a Rashi. So if it's very, very low, right, then after Mesifas, second version of Rav Nachman, the Lord time about Shammai Mechitz Asarahu, the Asrei, Ube Mesifas Modu. The second version say, don't think that Rabbi Beit Shammai agrees on the Mesifas because it's so low. No, even if it's so low, if there's any type of demarcation, Beit Shammai says already, two Eruvim, you separate Eruvim altogether. That was the first answer. Then the Ikad Amri of Pligim Rav Chiyah. Pligim on our Mishnah. Now we go back to our Mishnah, right? Rashi says, Machloch Beit Shammai Hillel is Abab Mechitzot She'enu Magila Tikra, Afilu Heinash, even that 10 Tvachim. So here this is already a different league. In the first Machloket, Rav Nachman said that if it's 10 Tvachim, it's a separate reshut. Okay, so then definitely even Hillel would agree that you have to have a separate Eruv. Here, in this version over here, even if it's 10 Tvachim, but it doesn't arrive at the ceiling, then Divrei HaKol Eruv Echad, everyone agrees you're in a separate Eruv. Upligia Travahu Lishni Trav Nachman. And now both these guys over here, both the two parties to this machloket, Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, argue with Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman says that what's the machloket between either very, very low or 10 tvachim? These guys say even if it's way above 10 tvachim, but it doesn't get to the ceiling, then even Beit Shammai says you don't need a separate Eruv. When's the machloket? Only when it gets to the ceiling. So we can see that they're different ranges altogether. Is that clear? Clear? Michael? Right? Okay. Okay, so we've seen now the same concept of the previous Amud. We're basically moving the goalposts where the machloket is. So the Rav Nachman says the machloket is with regard to psifas. But if it's above 10 tvachim, we don't need a machloket. Everyone agrees you have to have an eruv. Or maybe even if it's psifas, but shama udi machmir. Then the Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, there's a difference of opinion. The one says machloket is only if it gets to the ceiling, right? That the machloket is if it gets to the ceiling, but if it's less than the ceiling, then even Beit Shammai says no, and one says no. The machloket is when it doesn't get to the ceiling, but if it gets to the ceiling, they all need an eruv. Okay, so now we've seen the different extremes of the machloket. Now, the Agur brings a kasha. Now, this bright here is going to be a bright who is going to basically attack everything we've seen up until now. Okay, it's like one bright which does a lot of damage. Mayti ve'am Rabbi Yehuda Asavar. So again, there's a bit of a difference of who this is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Asavar. Rashi says Asavar al shem churfe, because he's very clever, very sharp. Kari lehachi. If you look at the Tosfot over here, he says Rabbi Yehuda Asavar. He says Rabbi Luchanel Garis. He brings Rabbi Luchanel over here. He says Hasavach perush gadil isvacha kein mitznefet v'kova kamo svachim maseh svacha. Svacha. He makes some sort of hats for women. That he's called off his trade. Inami Hashem Iro to Besef Yeshua Kemochen Kativ Midin V'Svacha. There's a town called Svacha. So we're not sure again why who he is, but we know that it's Rabbi Yehuda, somebody, either Savar because he's a clever guy, or Svacha from his town, or because his trade is to make hats for women. But yeah, be that as it may, he says like this. Lo this is a brighter. She's a Tanner, right? Lo Nechel Gubetshav Behilel Amachitzot Hamagiot Letikra. Behilel Bet Shammai, don't argue with what arouses what geared to the Tikra. She'tzrichin eruv l'chol chabura b'chabura. There, Behilel Bet Shammai both agree that if the walls go to the ceiling, then you have to have a separate eruv for everybody. Even Behilel would agree with that. Al ma nechleku, where's the machloket? Al mechitzot she'ein magiot l'tikra. If the mechitzot don't get to the Tikra, she'beit Shammai omrim eruv l'chol chabura b'chabura. Ubehilo omrim eruv echad lechulan. Right, that's it. That's what he says over here. Echad lechulan. Now we've seen some. So now let's look again. Rabbi Yehuda Asvacha. He says that on a mechitza that gets to the ceiling, everyone says you need a everyone agrees you have to have a separate eruv. The machlok is if it doesn't get to the ceiling. So let's just quickly go back from memory. So firstly, we see over here we're discussing up to the ceiling or not. So that already bounces out Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said the whole thing was a misifas or ten tvachim, correct? So Rav Nachman's gone, according to this brayta. Then we saw in the previous, the second machlok, it was between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. There we said, once as a machlok, it's a mechitzo megillah tikra, right? But if they don't get to the tikra, then they all don't need eruv. It's one eruv. Then also it's gone, according to this brayta. This brayta says, there's a machloket if they don't get to the ceiling. Right here we said, Mechitush Amagilatikra, Divri Akol Eruv Echadakulan. Doesn't agree with that brayta either, because here we say there's a machloket. Then they're saying that they agree. And Chadama machloket Mechitush Amagilatikra. So this brayta only really works with the second side of the explanation of the second of Chia and of the machloket over there between Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. You with me? Is that clear? Okay, so now let's look at the Gemara says what I just said now here. So on those who say that the machloket to the tikra, that's the first side of Rabbi Chiya there, tiyufta, we can bounce it out because according to this brighter, it's pretty. And these are tanaim. This over here, this is a source of tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. These are Amoraim, right? That's what we're saying to Yufta. We can knock him out straight away. Because it's clear from the brayta that it's not like that. For that side of the machloket who says that that mechitzot that don't get to the ceiling, there is a machloket, siyata. This brayta helps him. It supports what he said. Lahach lishna, going to this lishna, da amar Rav Nachman, machloket b'mesifas, to Yufta. Because we see over here that no one discussing anything less than 10 tvachim. They're all discussing either it gets to the tikra, get to the tikra. And if it doesn't get to the tikra, it could be much higher than 10 tvachim. Masifas is very, very low. So again, tiyufta. Lahach lishna, dam Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman had two opinions. Rav Nachman's first expression, Rav Nachman said, machloket b'masifas, but aval mechitza asara, tibakul eruv l'kol chabura. And then we had ikad amri, Rav Nachman after Mesifas machloket, that even when there's a Mesifas, right, there's a machloket, in other words, Beit Shammai would argue even if it's in a very, 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 very low wall. So he says like this, Lach lishnam Rav Nachman machloket Mesifas tiyufta, ulach lishnam Rav Nachman after Mesifas machloket, laimet have tiyufta. We can say this is a tiyufta as well. Because over here we're saying that when's the machloket, only doesn't reach the ceiling. Now, reach the ceiling is much higher than Mesifas. So now, I skipped out that Rashi over there. Let's actually take a second and go look at that Rashi at the top there. להחליש נאמר רב נחמן מחלוק ומסיפס, אבל מחיצות מורי בהילל תיופתה, דהה בהדיה קטן למחיצות, ראת, שר, אלא ללישנה בצ'ה, this will be up to now, the third lines of Rashi there, at the end, לישנה בצ'ה, כאמר, דמסיפס נמי אשרי בית שמי, this is what we want to say now, מחלוק ובית, רב נחמן said, there's a מחלוק, even במסיפס, that in a very, very low wall, בית שמי will also אסור, מי לימד את דהה בהי תיופתה, all we're going to say, this is a tiyufta, diktani b'mechitzot hu depligi, ha b'mesifas modu. Do you want to say that it's a mesifas, but some would agree, and he only argues when it's much higher, but doesn't yet touch the mechitza. That's our machlok there, we're a little bit not sure about that. So on that, the Gemara says, I'm like Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will reply to you and say as follows, pligi b'mechitza, v'hu adi b'mesifas, why are you arguing with me? That brighter supports me. The Brighter says that they argue about a mechitza that doesn't reach the ceiling and a mesifas is that doesn't reach the ceiling. Right? So that's, there's no machloket over here. V'hai de kemifleg ab mechitza. So the Gemara says, okay, so why did they dafke use mechitza and not mention mesifas? Why did the Brighter say that Amrav Yudah Savar lo nechazu bet shewehil ala mechitzot amigot tikra? Why did it not say al mesifas? Shechachin erbe kol chabur v'chabur. Amar nechku al mechitzot she'en magirut. Or al mesifas. Why did he mention that? He said, ha'alek mechitzot mechitza, lo diecha kochan debet Hillel. To prove the koach of Hillel. What's the koach of Hillel? That even a wall that's higher than 10 tvachim, but doesn't reach the ceiling, he will tell you that it's still not a separate reshut, and you are makil, and you don't have to make a mechitza, an eruv. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. But if you have a mesifas, why do we go the other way around? Go mesifas, or diecha kochan debet shamay, and prove that Beit Shammai is so machmir, that even a little wall, you still have to make an eruv. Now the Gemara gives the best answer. You know that I love this answer. We've seen this before. This answer we'll learn, please God, in Masechi Beitza. Right? That's the makor for it, I think. Gemara brings here bracha. We learned it in bracha, but I think the actual makor is in Daf Beitza. Yeah, the Masechi says, yeah, Beitza amud bet, Daf bet amud bet. We'll see it. There's a Rashi in the Tosfot on that amud there. It's like this, why not? Koach dehetaira adif. Chachamim want to prefer to teach a halacha through the heter, through the heteira, not through the chumras, right? And that's why they chose Rabbi, they chose Beit Hillel side of the machloket to explain about the high walls, and not Beit Shammai side of the machloket about the low walls, to tell you we prefer a koach dehetaira. We're happier with Beit Hillel that are more makil than. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav. So now Rav Nachman, Rav Paskin's now a Rav. Halocha, Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar. Halocha is like him. Look at Rashi, yeah? The very first narrow lines. Halocha, Rabbi Yehuda, to be mechitzot hamagiot letikra modu. That even Mehila would agree that when the walls get to the ceiling, in other words, they're proper walls, then you have to have a separate mechitzot. But if the walls haven't got to the ceiling yet, then you don't have to have a separate eruv. Kamar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Matniti nami daika. Rav Nachman says now, Rav Yitzchak, because you can actually prove this from our Mishnah. Right? Because our Mishnah says, Diktani, Umodim bizman che miktzatan shuyin b'chadarim uva'aluyot che tzachim erlu kol chabur v'chabura. There we saw that in the Mishnah, right? It says like, Rav Nachman, sorry, we gave it to the Mishnah. He don't remember erlu kol chabur v'chabura. Umodim bizman che miktzatan shuyin b'chadarim uva'aluyot che tzachim erlu kol chabur v'chabura. What does it mean? Ba'aluyot, or in their own rooms, the walls go all up to the ceiling. So there, when it's a proper, correctly set, identified, separate room, Beit Hillel would agree, and he wants to prove that from our Mishnah. And he says, "My chadarim, my aluyot, what are they? Ilay me de chadarim, chadarim mamash. If you want to tell me that they're actually proper rooms, vayot aluyot mamash, and they're actually second-level houses, so pshita. That was what Rav Nachman is trying to say over here is what seemed to me a few seconds ago to be so pashut, we don't need a Mishnah to teach. So therefore, there's got to be a separate diuk coming out of this Mishnah. Right? He says, that's pshita. El alav ke'ein chadarim ke'ein aliyot. When the Mishnah meant, modu hilal b'chadarim b'aliyot, it's not really separate rooms and not really on the second level, but it's when they're living in a traklin in a way that is similar to how they would live in separate rooms or on separate levels. Umay niu, what is that? Mechitzot hamigiot letikra shma mina. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That when the walls get to the ceiling, so that is like separate rooms and like living in attics. In other words, they're separate houses. then we would say that they need a separate mechitza, a separate eruv, shma mina. Now, the brighter now, the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to be a brighter now, which is going to take a 180 degree change in terms of understanding the machlokes behilah met shammai. Up until now, when it's still behilah met shammai, that these guys are living in one big hall, and therefore the question is, are they in one unit, in one room, or are they in one house or two houses? Right? And what's important is the fact that they're in separate houses. Look at this brighter over here. Tana, we have a brighter. Bame dvarim amurim, a brighter on our Mishnah. Look at Rashi here. Bame dvarim amurim. Da ashrei beit shammai. When do we say beit shammai says asur? Right? Keshem olichin et eruvan lemakom acher. Right? Look at Rashi here for a second. Bame dvarim amurim da ashrei beit shammai. When? Keshem olichin ha'eruv be'echad mishar batei achatzer. So he just basically puts in a few words from the Mishnah, from this brighter. When does Shammai say you need two separate Eruvim? If we don't put the Eruv in our house, we put the Eruv in one of the other houses of the Chatzir. Then, if the Eruv isn't in our house, and I'm not 100% sure how you understand the Sfarim, and there's no explanation here of why. And I looked in the Halacha. No one seems to explain what the underlying Sfarim is here. It says here, Aval, imaya Eruvan ba'etzlan. But if the other two houses brought the Eruv and left it in their house, in this big truck lean, Divra HaKol Eruv Echad Lechulan, then even Beit Shammai would agree that one Eruv works and the five guys don't need their own separate Eruv. Look at this Tosfot here for a second. Aval im haya Eruv ba'etzlan, Divra HaKol Eruv Echad Lechulan. It's like, V'im tomar taimed Beit Shammai, atel ashminad lebehila lo itzrichta afilu molichin Eruv. Right? Do you want to say maybe Hillel's argue is saying over here that even if they take the Eruv to the other houses, then Hillel will still say you only need one. So I told you, you want to say that? V'chiyai gavne parch masechet Shabbos. We got a kashya. V'yesh tomar the Hillel nami nafkemina the kain chadarim valuyot the dafkem molichin eruvan kamar the molishet shechin eruv kol chabura v'chabura. But the Eruv by itzlan eruv echad lechulan. The kain charim valiot, kehilal kamo mechitzot she'em agirut tikra lebet shama. He says, if you're going to say that, then what do we have to say? And in the previous example, we said, if Beit Hillel says, when do you have to have a separate mechitza, eruv for each one? When the eruv is in a different house. Then you're going to tell me that according to Beit Hillel, if the eruv is in our house, then even if they live in kain aliyot v'chadarim, like we explained a second ago, right? Even then Beit Hillel would say, no. When does Beit Hillel say that you have to have a separate eruv for each one? When they take the Eruv out the house. But if the Eruv is in our house, then Beit Shammai says, you don't have to have a separate Eruv. Then Beit Hillel would agree to have a separate Eruv. Even if there's big walls, whatever the case was, the whole machloket only starts when the Eruv is outside the house. Then Beit Hillel says, if they can cheder v'bayit. Right? Umihu b'chadarim v'aliot mamash. However, when it's really proper, separate rooms proper, ein yir l'chalek b'yem olichin Eruvan, then he says, no, because we proved from our Gemara that the Mishnah wasn't really discussing real separate rooms and real second floors. It was just a situation which resembled separation. There, Beit Hillel would say, if the Eruv is with us, we only separate things. But if it's separate rooms and floors, then he would say, is properly, does need it. So we see that the whole machloket changes. The whole Mishnah changes. When you say the machloket is about whether the Eruv is at us or the Eruv is not at us. Right, look at the Gemara carries on. It says like this, Keshe Aval Imaya Eruv Ba'etzlan, Dibra Kol Eruv Acher Lekun. Okay. Keman Az Lahai De Tanya. So it says, who's this Tanya of the Brighton that says the following? Chamisha Shegavu. This is a Mishnah which has been quoted many times. This was in Afmem Tet. This is what we learned over there about the idea that you only have to have one Eruv. If they say two guys in a chatzir, and he brings Eruv to my house, I don't have to contribute to the Eruv. Right? This is this Mishnah over there. Who's the Tana says like this? Chamisha shegavu et Eruvan. Right? Five guys over here. trying to find my place in the Mishnah, in the Rashi, sorry. Shegavu Eruvan shedarin b'chatzir ve'ervu et chatzirin. They made an Eruv and they connected this stuff. Keshemolichin et Eruvan lemakom acher. There are five guys in one chatzir and they then take the Eruv to another chatzir. Eruv echad lechulan. They only have to have one Eruv. Right? So they made a chatzer. Chamisha shegavet eruv. They made eruv between them. And now they want to make an eruv with the chatzer next door to them. They only have to take one eruv echad dechulan, one eruv. Come on, kebehila. Must be like behila. Right, look at Rashi. Now there's another Yesh Omrim. We've seen this happening now three times so far in this shir. Right? We had an explanation of one way of understanding the Braita, then Iked Amri of another way of understanding the Braita. So in my opinion, a humble opinion, and I say this all humility, I mean it. It seems like there's this whole idea of Eruv Chatzer is like a bit of a balagan. There's lots of differences about how to understand really what's happening over here. Iked Amri of Edrim Umurim, what's the Machlok Rebeda Beit Shammai? Keshaya Eruv Ba'etzlan, when the Eruv comes to them, right? Right, so the first understanding of the new brighter was, when is there a machloket? When we take the Eruv to the other house. Then Beit Shammai says you have to have a separate one for everybody. And Hillel says, no, you can still only have one. This understanding of the brighter now is the other way around. When is the machloket in Hillel Beit Shammai? Right? When Eruv comes to them, then there's a machloket. Do we have to have one or two? Behilel says no, and Beit Shammai says yes. It's more chamur. You see that? The first Yesh Omrim of the Braita is much more makil. In other words, if Beit Shammai agrees, when the Eruv is in my house, and there are five of us in my house, we don't have to have a separate Eruv. So when the Eruv is in somebody else's house, there's a machloket. According to the second understanding, when the Eruv is in my house even, there's a machloket. When it's not in my house, then even Behilil agrees you have to have a second, you have to have lots of Eruvim. So then the Gemara is like, come on, Tanya, Chamisha Shigavut Eruvim, Kemoshich Eruv Makom Acher, Eruv Kulan, come on, Telo Keechad. It's not neither like Beit Shammai Behilil. Because look at this bright idea, Chamisha Shigavut Eruvim, Keshemolichinet Eruvim Lemakom Acher, Eruv Echad Lechulan. Both Behilil and Beit Shammai would agree that you have to have an Eruv. That's nothing like we've learned up until now. Because according to this Braita, there's two ways to say in the Braita. Either when the Eruv is all in my house, there's a machloket. Or when the Eruv is in your house, there's a machloket. But nobody ever agrees that it's never have to have an Eruv. Am I got that wrong? One second. Sorry. Maybe if the Eruv is in my house, then they would all agree. But nobody agrees that when the Eruv is in somebody else's house, they don't have to have one. Because then, at the least, it's a machloket to Behilil Beit Shammai. The one Yesh Omrim says that they both agree that you have to have more than one Eruv. And the one Yesh Omrim says it's a machloket. None of them agree that Lekula Day, you only have to have one. Got it? And this Ikidami Yavi says you have to have one. Okay, new Mishnah. If you've got a lot of brothers that all eat together, right? Do you remember the movie Dallas? Do you remember Dallas? So there the Ewings ate in South Fork. They all had like, they all ate together every supper. They'd all come down to dinner together, lived in one big house. So this is, we're talking about this over here, right?
Suella never joined them.
We talk about the Achim now, not their wives. You don't care about their wives. Okay? Achim, shehayu ochlin al shulchan avihim, v'yeshenim bevatehim, but they sleep in their own houses. Okay? Tzrichin eruv lechol echad ve'echad. They have to all have a separate eruv. Look at Rashi, Rashi says, shtofim lo gashi achim. V'yeshenim bevatehim, v'heim v'avihim v'acherim darin b'chatzir achad. They got their own houses, but they all live, they have a common chatzir. And Rashi adds in over here, there are other people as well. So let's say you've got a compound here with a family of three children and their family and their parents, and there are three or four other people living in the chatzir as well. Okay, so not a private, not just their own chatzir. And because they sleep in the different houses, see what Rashi says here? If they want to make it out with other guys in the chatzir. If they don't want the other guys in the chatzer, maybe they don't have to between them. Interesting, we'll get to that later. Lefichach, he says, therefore, im shachach echad mehem velo irev, if one of the brothers didn't make an eruv, mevatel et reshuto. He can just do bebitu. Rashi says, yeah, tzarich levatel. That's what the Mishnah says. Not that he can, but he has to, or that he should. Otherwise, to make that too much to their stuff. Now the Mishnah says, ematai, when? When is this relevant? Bizman Shemolichin Eruvo. So it sounds familiar. This is like the previous brighter we just learned. This is when they put their Eruv, right? Look at Rashi. Shemolichin Eruvan. Leteto Bechad Mibate Shar Bene Achatzer. When they're putting their Eruv in somebody else's house, not one of their family. To Hoyel Vuska Kul Eruv. I mean, I'm a Gemara. Migor the Shar Diurin Ashrei. Inu Nami Ashrei. Since if they don't make Eruv with the other guys, they would also on them. Therefore, the brothers also one on the other. V'trichin kulatan pat, they're going to put pat there. Hoyil, v'chalukin durehen belinach. Since they sleep in separate houses, they would all live in the same house like a South Fork. So they actually look different in South Fork. They all slept under one roof. They might not need to make an Eruv. Right? U'mekable prasayin. And Rashi says, because they basically, mekable pras, they're living off their father. Their father's the one who's handing out the food. We'll see. She'ain ochlin bebayit avim amash. Because Rashi says, we'll see just now that they don't really actually eat in the house. Just what it means is, it says, Achin Shayu Ochin al Shulchan Avihen means he supplies the food. So even though they sleep in separate houses, they eat in separate houses, but he's the payman, we might have thought that they wouldn't actually need an Eruv. Remember, we had the other day, we had a case of two partners who were partners in wine or partners in bread, whatever the case was. In fact, they're partners, they don't need an Eruv. So same thing over here, the brothers are all partners, they're in a family business. Right? Right? But if the Eruv is in their house, or she'ain imahin diurin, or they don't sleep in separate houses. She'ain diurin miskin, right? V'chatzir einan chichin, and they don't have to make an eruv, right? The kechidim hay, and they're basically like all one group of individuals. Okay, quickly let's do it. Go to Gemara. Gemara says like this: Shma mina makom lina gorem. We can see here now. There's another machlok. We've seen this actually. This machlok before, right? Rashi says lekamon ein gimel ein dal. But I think we've actually touched on this. What is the gorem of the eruv? Is it where you eat? Or where you sleep, where your bread is, or where your bed is. Okay, where your bread is, or where your bed is, actually sounds like a rhyme, right? So he says, Shvamina, look at Rashi, Makom Yenagore, Te'iyavu Yeshen Mubayit Avihen, if they had been sleeping in their father's house, Afilu Molichin Eruvin Makom Acher, then it appears, even if they had put the Eruv in somebody else's house, on the Bnei Chatzer, Lo Avu Tshichin Eruvay Elebehem, only their father would make an Eruv, not them. Right? V'neima, what do we say? To have a tiyufte derav. Look at Rashi. This is a tiyufte derav. Tomorrow or next year, as Rav says, makom pita gorem, where the bread is, that's what the determining factor. V're'elu ochlim b'bayit aviyim. V'chashvin lu chalukin. So interesting, aviyashma mina, makom lina gorem. Rashi actually adds in ya, tiyufte derav, which we'll get to later. So Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Rav says no. V'mekable pras shanu. Okay, see, this is why Rashi added the truth to the Rav. Because Rav realizes, if you say, b'makom lina gorem, Rav wants to say later, oh no, makom pita gorem. So that's why Rav says, no, the Mishnah, you got it all wrong. They don't actually eat in their father's house. Right? B'makle pras, well, you know, kable pras, hotza'a mi beit, their father pays for their food. Vein ochlin al shulchan u'mash, they don't actually sit there and eat in his house. Okay, so that's a simple, tarab nat mishi eshlo bait shar, or Aksadra, or Mirpeset, a guy who's got a small little holding in the Chatzir. Either a Beit Shah, like a guardhouse on the actual gate itself, or an Aksadra, or a Mirpeset, right, like some sort of elevated area, B'chatzir Chaver, his friend's Chatzir. Harei ze ein oserav. So because we saw even as Beit Shah, isn't really a place for a diur, right? Not really a place to live. So therefore, he's not considered like a person who lives in the Chatzir. The Bible says he won't oser other people in the Chatzir. Beit HaTevin, or Beit HaBakar, Beit Ha'etzim, he's got proper storehouses though, where there's stuff stored there. Beit Ha'otzarot, Harezze Oser, even though it isn't a bedroom, but it's proper living goods. He's got his food there, and his goods there, and his wood there, whatever. He would Oser on them. What's interesting over here is, would he Asher on them only if there's stuff in it, or if there isn't stuff in it? Right? Does it have to be full or not? We won't discuss, we'll see it hopefully in the next few days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so that's Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Oser LeMakom Dira Bilvad. Yehuda says no. Beit Tevin, Beit Ha'otzar, oh, it's all very nice. Unless it's actually a house there where he sleeps, he doesn't Osher on them. So Rabbi Yehuda Masa Beben Napacha Shehayu Lo Chamesh Chatzor Busha. There's a story about Beben Napacha, right, who had a lot of Chatzerot, five Chatzerot in Usha. Uba Masa LeChachamim, Chachamim had this question, came and asked them, V'amru, right, Ein Oser LeBeit Dira Bilvad. Right? Only if he's got a house there where he actually lives. In fact, he's got storerooms all over the show. Doesn't bother us at all. When he says, Beit Dira Sakaratach, my mom is a house. Ela Eime Makom Dira. So, you know what? Not a Beit Dira, but a Makom, at least like a bed where he can sleep there. The Gemara says, "My makom dira." Rav Amar makom. Rav says, "Makom pita," where his pita is, and Shmuel Amar makom lina, where his lina is. That's how Machlokes will carry on the rest tomorrow.